Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Today, I'm going to talk about mindfulness and what that's really all about. As a healthcare practitioner, I teach mindfulness and I also teach meditation to my clients. I feel as though it's a cornerstone to healing. Healing, really. It's kind of what I'm all about. So what is mindfulness? And the reason I'm bringing this up is just because I have just released a four-part series on mindfulness on HeidiDallaire.com. So feel free to go and check that out if you have some time. So a lot of people get confused and think that meditation and mindfulness are the same thing, when actually they are not. Meditation is more of quieting the mind, whereas mindfulness is about being aware of yourself, your surroundings, and what you're doing while you're doing it. So the awareness of thinking is actually occurring. Aware of the feelings that are arising as they arise. So yes, mindfulness really is about kind of living in the moment and being in the moment, being present with the moment. And often this awareness has a real true quality of kindness, curiosity, openness, and acceptance. It's about perceiving the things that are around you. You're being one with your senses. You know, I think about all the times that I take walks. I walk a lot. And how many times have you done this on your walk where you just had head down and you're just going because you're going for a walk? And you go for a walk and you come back and you realize, what did I actually see? What did I actually take in? Because your mind was racing the whole time and you were just getting the walk in. So in contrast to that, mindfulness is really keeping your head up. What color is the sky? What is the feeling of your foot hitting the ground? What are the sounds that are happening around you? Can you hear the birds? Can you hear the neighbor playing his music? Do you hear a car three streets over? What does your body feel while you're doing it? So with mindfulness, there's so many things that can happen. When we take on mindfulness and make it part of our daily routine and life thing, we have less stress, less worry, there's less negativity. You know, it's this self-regulated attention to who we are. We are able to better focus, we get better work, we sleep better, we feel happier and healthier and actually have a lot more fun, right? So when you're aware, let's just go back to that walking scenario, like with a head up, and the things you see, how often do you then smile or you hear something and it makes you smile because you're now aware instead of just caught up in your mind. So instead of really worrying about what has happened or what might happen, when we're really present or being mindful, you're actually then able to deal with whatever is happening. We get far more skilled at managing our emotional states. We become a lot more resilient. And we start to see things as they really are, instead of imagining them or putting them through some filter that our mind has created, or that, you know, we have created in these either self-limiting beliefs or core beliefs that might actually not be true. Because with slowing down and being in the present, we realize that those are just thoughts. And when we're really present, we actually take on a more state of compassion for ourselves and for others and for the world. You know, I find that with mindfulness, I am able to be in the world more fully, more alive, and that these little moments of awareness are what make up our whole big life. So mindfulness, how do we do it, you ask? Mindfulness is always available to us at every single moment. We just actually have to be aware, right? So then this takes practice. It's about breaking habits of being fully up in our heads. It's about coming down out of that space and dropping really into our hearts, our body, getting down from the neck into the body. Again, it takes a lot of practice. Let's just think about that. One way I find brings me to mindfulness very quickly is through breath. Think about that. Anytime, anywhere, and any place, you can take breath to bring you back to your being, to calm yourself. You can do it right now. Take 3 mindful breaths, and in and out. In and out. In and out. What does your body feel like? I'm sure your shoulders just dropped a little. When we purposefully move our attention to our breath, we come very much into the present moment, and we reconnect with ourselves. I find this very useful when emotions start to arise, where you're starting to get upset or thinking too hard and the mind is starting to run away with these feelings, these emotions as they're coming up. And if you can stop that with 3 mindful breaths, it brings you right back to who you are. All right, so let's notice how our body feels. Where are you listening to this podcast right now? Are you in the car? If you're in the car, what do your hands feel like on the steering wheel? What does it feel like to push the gas pedal? What is the color of the sky? What are the contours of the car in front of you? If you're listening while you're making dinner, what does it feel like to stir the spoon? What are the actual smells in the kitchen? What does it feel like to crush the garlic? You can always choose a routine activity that you will always do mindfully. You could choose to do it while you wash the dishes, while you brush your teeth, while you comb your hair, while you take a shower. What does the water feel like on your hands? What does your mouth feel like? The toothbrush. What are the motions you feel while you're brushing your teeth? What is the smell? What does it feel like to wash your hair? So these are just some examples of mindfulness within our own routine, that when we're not aware, we're just on autopilot. How many times have you driven from home to work and you barely remember the drive because you're all caught up in thought? Now, if at times you brought yourself back to mindfulness, to awareness, you would remember things along the way. The sunset or the sunrise, the color, the beautiful house, the horse in the field. I'll be curious to know what you think about this podcast or any of the blog posts about mindfulness on HeidiDallaire.com. Check it out. And if you want to hear more from me, I would love to connect. Get yourself on the mailing list at HeidiDallaire.com. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.